The new Slovak president, Zuzana Čaputová, visited Prague on Thursday in her first foreign visit. The Liberal politician stressed the importance of Visegrad 4 cooperation, as well as expressing understanding for those who are currently taking part in protests here in the Czech Republic. Tom McEncrow reports.
It is traditional for Czech and Slovak presidents to undertake their first foreign visit to the other country. The freshly inaugurated Slovak head of state, Zuzana Čaputová, honoured this custom when she met with Czech state representatives in Prague on Thursday. Zuzana Čaputová was welcomed by Czech President Miloš Zeman at Prague Castle, with the pair extending compliments to each other at a news conference. They also agreed on the establishment of a Czech centre in Bratislava. The Slovak head of state said that there were no disagreements between them when it came to foreign policy. However, she did express indirect concern for what some see as issues currently threatening the Visegrad 4 countries.
I do not think that the use of this bloc has been exhausted by our entry into the European Union, and I will be very happy if we continue to look for common themes, as well as promoting our shared interests. At the same time, we need to respect and support values which are very important, such as the rule of law and an independent judiciary. We need to insist on this and not stop from working hard towards achieving those goals.
Both also agreed on a joint celebration of the upcoming 30th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution, although the Czech president's long statement carried a hint of disapproval with some of those currently invoking this spirit.
Thanks to the fact that I'm very old, I had a chance to very actively take part in the Velvet Revolution. I have a feeling sometimes that those who profess it today never took part in that revolution during their lifetimes. Indeed, in some cases, they were even on the other side of the barricade. A dokonce v některých případech byli
na opačné straně barikády. The Slovak leader visited the tomb of former President Václav Havel, one of the icons of 1989, tweeting that she was, I quote, humbled to lay a wreath on Václav Havel's grave, whose relentless fight for freedom and democracy has always been an inspiration to her. She then attended a concert held in her honour and expressed her understanding of the recent mass protests on Wenceslas Square, which she indirectly compared to the mass demonstrations which took place in the Slovak capital of Bratislava in March of the previous year, following the death of journalist Jan Kuciak. She said the following, I can understand Wenceslas Square being filled with calm people because I understood the squares of Bratislava. We are connected by this calm tone, and that is important.